Hi everyone, you're listening to Chronicle of Godfrey, where we delve into cultural topics, themes, and current events with a provocative twist. I'm Godfrey, your host, and join me as we explore the unconventional and challenge the status quo. For this episode, I wanted to discuss the role of women in the workforce, and more specifically, the idea of women in higher education. So lately, there has been a surge in the last few years from alternative conservative mediums and political and cultural commentators praising the traditional view of women staying at home and raising their children rather than going off to work. Although I do agree with this notion, and although this statement is accurate and commendable, I believe that most who espouse this fail to recognize a relevant and preluding notion to this belief. I am referring to the idea that women should, generally speaking, not partake in higher education. There are plenty of good reasons as to why women should not attend college, university, or any other form of higher education to pursue a formal degree. Although there are rare instances where this can be tolerated, where a woman can pursue higher education, generally speaking, this should be avoided and discouraged as a rule. And why should we discourage women from this? Well, it all comes down to arriving at a logical conclusion by following a basic preliminary premise, which is women should not go to college for the simple reason that women should not work. The purpose of doing a higher education degree or program is to educate oneself in a specific field in view of pursuing a career in such a domain. So some fields are more demanding than others. Some fields relate to specific talents and attributes. Some fields are more sought after than others, and some fields are more economically rewarding. Although there is a variety in such fields in their educational context, the main purpose of completing an education in these fields is to eventually become a professional in it later on. These professions tend to manifest themselves into full-time jobs and require much time and effort. Women should not go to college for the simple reason that they are not designed to work. Women and men are inherently different, psychologically, physically, and intellectually. If men and women are naturally different, then necessarily men and women will adopt different roles in society. This logical line of reasoning is beyond obvious and straightforward. However, today's society is not willing to accept it because modernity is falsely and overtly persuading people to believe that men and women are the same. Women are made to be more nurturing and empathetic than men, which leads them to adopt occupations relating to the aforementioned traits. For example, women are better caregivers. Therefore, there are some occupations, even aside from child rearing, that are better suited for women. Some examples might include nursing, elementary teachers, and secretaries. It's undeniable that men and women are different. So let's take that to its logical conclusion. If women and men have different aptitudes and different weaknesses, then that necessarily means that women and men will have different vocations. There really is no way around that. Now, I will admit that some higher education programs can be more fitting to women than others, and if done with the right purpose in mind, it has no negative consequences on women and society. There's nothing wrong with a woman enrolling herself in a liberal arts program in order to become more educated in these fields and has no wish to become a full-time professional. Women, like men, should focus on their own innate talents and develop these. But the primary vocation of women is to have children and rear the family, something that men are not as competent to do. Men, on the other hand, are wired to go out in the field and make a living in order to provide for the women and their children. Men are not as adept as women to stay at home with the children and take care of them and occupy themselves with the responsibilities and obligations of the home. Now let's have a look at the secondary reasons as to why women should not go to college. Most higher education programs gravitate towards a more theoretical, highly specialized, and rational methodology, which is more akin to the traits and talents for which men are equipped with, rather than women. By pursuing a higher degree, not only does it put a higher strain in the women's lives by engaging in something that they're not inherently prone to, but also they forego their main and natural proclivity and adeptness to the rearing of the children. Society tells women that they should go out there and do what makes them happy, and that they're as capable as men. Going into the workforce, we're told, is equally fulfilling for women, and that they also have the utility that men have in this regard. But most women who go to college and end up working in the 5-to-9 rat race are miserable. We all know this. Women who enter the workforce grapple with a sense of disconnect from their natural inclination and familiar responsibilities. This dissonance can lead to feelings of imbalance and conflict as women strive to reconcile their professional aspirations with their roles within the family. This should be indicative enough about their true vocation as women. Moreover, if women are innately more emotive and less rational than men, then not only would it be unwise, but even immoral for women to pursue careers that are intrinsically involved with logical thinking and abstract reasoning. By having women occupy positions that require notable levels of rationale, women might end up underperforming in these positions and thus can result in negative consequences for society and harming others. Any field of study, ranging from STEM, meaning science, technology, engineering, math, to medicine, to law, to politics, to economics, and more, should almost always be reserved to men only. Now, having said that, don't get me wrong. This is not to say that women have absolutely no capacity of rational thinking, or that women are worth less than men. I'm not saying that by any means. However, I am saying that it means that women and men have different dispositions that translate to different vocational paths. There are also instances where women can work if done under the right pretexts and conditions. So let's say, for example, if a woman is not yet married and thus has no familial obligations, but has marriage as her main priority in the short term, then I see no wrong in her working in short-term occupations that don't necessarily require a higher education that relates more to the natural traits of women. As mentioned earlier, jobs like kindergarten teacher, for example, or even working in nursing homes or being secretaries, that's all fine. Many people like to point to the exceptions of certain women performing or even overperforming men in these mentioned fields. People love to yell at the fact that there are female CEOs out there running multi-billion dollar businesses and world leaders who are women. Although this is most certainly true, the exceptions, however, do not invalidate the general rule. Just because there are some limited and uncommon instances where women have been adept at performing in a male-dominated field does not mean we should give leeway for women to occupy the professional life. Even if it were true that in certain instances they are more capable to do a quote-unquote man's job, then they should be discouraged altogether in order to obtain a greater good, no matter what, which means discourage them in order for them to get married first and have children and rear these children later on. By allowing such exceptions to make way in their respective endeavors, this would only lead to the false preconception that men and women are the same and that women are capable of filling these positions just like men. Therefore, allowing for these exceptions to manifest would in turn encourage women who are most definitely not suited for these occupations to fall on a slippery slope. Exceptions make for bad law. Another important point to make in here is that allowing women to enroll in higher education also delays their childbearing years, which is pretty much essential for the development and exercising of their unique and innate aptitudes of raising children. There is a common criticism, or I would say a rather misconception, that women who dedicate themselves to the upbringing of their children is, simply put, unworthy and degrading, demeaning to themselves to the status of being a slave. However, I think I see it even more degrading when a woman has to work a 9-to-5 job in a big corporation that really only seeks to use her and to become more profitable, and that only sees her as a mere number in a spreadsheet. A job where she has to take orders from a complete stranger who cares nothing about her, rather than staying at home and serving her own family. Another common criticism against the argument for women not going to college and therefore the workforce is that women can fulfill their main obligations of motherhood and the relating household task while still venturing into the workplace life and developing professionally. They believe that women can have it both ways, working and at the same time being a mother, without really jeopardizing either. But to be honest, this is just not true. Both vocations are full-time jobs that require the complete and undivided dedication of the individual. Women who attempt to work while raising their children tend to harm their family by not giving the necessary attention to those who are in need of their mother. I will admit that there are instances, of course, there are exceptions, that when due to necessity, the woman has to work to provide for her children. And I've seen this in plenty of occasions in my life. But let's say, for example, if a woman is a mother of five children and her husband is a deceased or absent and has no other economic support, then I would say there is no problem of a woman going out there and earning some money to feed and raise her children. However, one should really leave this as the very last option. But if this is the case, then the woman can do this while she improves her current situation. However, it should not be done for a prolonged period of time. And I think I arrive at the crux of this argument or of this notion that women should not go to college. And this is really the basis for all of this. And it's that women should not neglect that which is most precious and delicate, namely the raising and upbringing of the children. This is the most important part of all of it. Aside from the fact that women are not well equipped to go to the workforce and become breadwinners, it should also be noted that the neglect of taking care of the children at home usually comes to a devastating cost, especially when the children are of a younger age. For example, women who spend more time at work than at home with their children results in abandonment or abandoned children who are not educated, morally speaking, and who tend to devote themselves to harmful proclivities that will later on cost them dearly. Last but not least, I would like to finally add a comment, or rather an argument, that is sometimes overlooked but still important, and I think it's imperative that I mention it, is that women and men who share the same working space and they have to work along each other tend to arrive at points of contention. What do I mean by this? I mean that women and men not only perform differently professionally, but also conduct themselves differently in the workplace. These apparent differences create conflicts at the professional setting where they work, whether it's because women have a harder time separating work life from professional life, or whether it's because women are more emotional, which brings other issues at work, or whether it's because women are simply distracting men from doing their work. The incompatibility between men and women will only create more tensions for both. In essence, and as a recap, women should not go to college, since college is the preparation for work, and women should not work.